会听得好一点。
I grew up in a little town in Ontario called Mitchell. I attended Sunday school when I was 5 and became a Christian in 4th grade. In 8th grade, my pastor spent 1 year teaching me the Bible about God and the basics of Christianity. For the first time in my life, I understood what God's grace was, and that year, my pastor baptized me. I served as a Sunday school teacher in my church throughout high school and played the organ for all the churches in my area. My life changed when I entered university. I experienced one tragedy after another, and my undergraduate years were probably the most unhappiest period of my life. It was during this time that I studied Christianity and the Bible, looking for good answers to tough questions. By the grace of God, those years gave me a deeper belief in God, understanding of the Bible, and a new awareness for the importance of ministering to the youth. I met Reverend Kevin and Ling 6 years ago, but my wife has known them for more than 10 years. My family moved to Ottawa last month, and we visited several churches looking for a church we could attend regularly. We visited this church just to say hello to Reverend Kevin and Ling. We were actually looking for a church closer to our home and one that spoke English because I don't understand Mandarin. I learned that you have been looking for a youth pastor for approximately 6 years, so I decided to attend Sunday school to see what it was like without one. That Sunday, I got to hear the worship team led by the youth, and it was a real joy to listen to them. During Sunday school, I thought the group was wonderful. They taught one another what they knew about the Bible and about God. However, they still had questions, thoughts, and interpretations of the Bible, but they lacked the guidance of an adult leader. Many of the youth expressed that they recently came back to church. Some of them wanted to know the Bible more deeply, and others seemed fairly new to Christianity. That day and throughout the week, I thought about the youth a lot, and I thought about what a lost opportunity it would be if they went another year without someone to guide them. I didn't plan on or imagine that I would be in a leadership role. Being called to be a steward of the youth that God has entrusted to me is one I take seriously. I understand the words of a leader can have a lasting impact on a youth, so I don't take this position for granted. Careless words can be harmful to a young person's faith, but a trustworthy message is a blessing.
我在安省的一个叫做密丘的小镇长大，我五岁的时候开始参加主日学，四年级的时候就成为了基督徒。我八年级的时候，我的牧师花了一年的时间来教导我们认识神和神的真理。在这一年里，我第一次理解了神的救恩，并接受了洗礼。我高中的时候在教会里面的服侍主要是教主日学和弹管风琴。进入大学后，我生命有很大的改变，我经历了我人生中最困难的一段时间。在这段时间里，我更多的学习基督教和圣经，想要寻求许多难题的答案。感谢神的恩典，在寻求的这些年里，我坚固了对神的信心，对圣经有更多的理解，也看到了青少年事工的重要性。我和张牧师师母认识了有6年，我的太太和他们认识超过10年。我们家在8月份的时候刚刚搬过来渥太华。我们搬过来后到访了几家教会，想要找一家适合我们家庭的教会安定下来。我们到访现在的这个教会呢，只是想和朋友打个招呼，但是呢，因为我听不懂普通话，我们还是想要找一个离我们家近的讲英语的教会。后来我得知这个教会在找青少年牧师，已经找了很久，有大概6年了。我就想去看看呢，在没有牧师带领下，青少年怎么样组织主日学。 那个主日呢，我们来的时候刚刚好是青少年带的敬拜赞美，我很喜欢他们的敬拜，他们是很好的一个小组，大家都尽力想互相帮助认识神和圣经，他们对神和圣经也有很多好的想法和疑问，但缺乏一个成年人给他们引导。这一群孩子当中有人表示最近才重回教会，有的想更深的认识神和圣经的真理，有的才刚刚接触基督信仰。那天后的一整个星期，我的脑海里一直想着这一群青年人，我想如果没有一个成年人来参与引领他们，是那多么可惜的一个事情。我从来没有想象会成为带领的人，但神的呼召是很严肃的，我知道话语能给孩子造成很长久的影响，我会很小心我的话语，让我的信息成为孩子的祝福。我想做一个祷告来结束。
Okay, I'm going to end with a prayer. Father, I pray that you give me the wisdom and humility necessary to lead our youth. May the Holy Spirit work in this church and allow our eyes to see, our ears to hear, that we may remain humble, our hearts soft, and our minds teachable. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，就我会用国语祈祷。天父，我求你给我有智慧和谦卑来带领我们的青少年，愿圣灵在我们教会做工，开我们的眼睛让我们能看见，开我们的耳朵让我们能听见，帮助我们保持谦卑，有柔和受教的心，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。